Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to us. You've enabled us to get together this evening to study your word and to learn more about our wonderful God.
所以主啊，我们感谢您呢，今天呢，就是说是让我们呢，来到这里，让我们可以在一起学习我们神的奇妙。
And we think of Eileen Bone, Lord. She's been walking with the Savior for a long time. Right now, she's very weak. We pray that you will strengthen her.
所以主啊，我们也这想到了艾琳泵，她呢与主同行很多年了，她现在呢身体比较弱，所以我们祈求您呢赐给她力量。
Continue, we pray, to encourage her and to grant her health and strength. And Lord, may she continue to be a blessing to others and to yourself in these latter years.
所以主啊，我们也祈求您的鼓励他，赐给他这样的力量，也赐给他的这样的，就是说是鼓励他，让他能够在他最晚年这个时候呢，继续的去给大家带来祝福，也继续的去赞美您。
So Lord, we're praying that you will bless her. We're praying that you will bless each of us. We're praying that you will bring others to join us this evening and that we might learn and live the truth of God.
所以我们祈求您赐福给他，也赐福给我们在座的每一个人。我们也祈求您能把其他的一些人带来，这样呢，我们可以一起呢学习神的话。
So we pray now for continued strength, for your blessing. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们也祷告呢，祈求您呢继续呢赐给我们力量，也祈求您继续赐福给我们。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen。
Amen. Well, let's turn then to the book of Luke, chapter 2.
大家可以翻到路加福音的第二章。
We were studying last week in the second chapter about the fact that the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and then he was visited by the shepherds, and then he was presented in the temple, and there he met Simon, or Simeon rather, and we're going to read tonight that he also met Anna the prophetess.
所以这个呢，我们上个星期学到呢，那主耶稣基督呢，他在伯利恒出生以后呢，他那个就是被告知给那些牧羊人，牧羊人，然后呢，他被带到圣殿，圣殿以后呢，他呢碰到了西缅，西缅以后呢，今天呢，我们要学习是他在碰到这个女先知啊，叫亚拉。So
we're thankful for the Christmas story and all it implies.
因为我们感谢呢，就是圣诞节的故事，还有这所有的这些意义。
We got down last week to the end of verse 35. We're going to carry on from there.
因为我们上次呢，结束在第35节，今天呢，我们要从这里开始。
The story, we'll just read the three verses of the story together, 36 through 38.
所以我们今天一起先来读3节经文，36到38节。
Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who look for redemption in Jerusalem.
36节又有女先知，名叫亚拿，是亚瑟支派法利类的女儿，年纪已经老迈，做童女出嫁的时候，同她丈夫住了7年。她是个寡妇，已经84岁了，没有离开圣殿，禁食祷告，昼夜侍奉神。正当那时，她进来称谢主，将孩子的事对一切在耶路撒冷盼望得救赎的人讲说。
This is a most interesting woman. We know nothing more about her than what we've just read.
这个是一个非常有意思的一个女性。我们呢，就是说是除了刚才读的这一点以外，对她了解的不多。
I guess the key about her was she was an old woman, verse 37, and she spent her time in the temple. She didn't leave the temple. She was there with fasting and prayer night and day.
因为那个关键的因素呢，是她已经84岁了。她呢就住在圣殿里，她从来没有离开过圣殿。她在圣殿里进食祷告，昼夜侍奉神。
It's probable that she was 84 years old, but it's possible that she had been a widow for 84 years, which would probably mean she was over 100 years old.
这个里面呢，就是说是啊，他呢现在84岁，但是呢，他这里讲到他守寡已经84年了，那么是这个意味着呢，他可能已经有100多岁了。
So the question often is, what are you going to do when you get to be an old man or an old woman?
现在问题总是这样的，如果你变老了，是男的、女的，那你准备怎么做呢？
And I think this woman is an example of what we should all be when we get to an advanced age.
所以这个里面呢，我认为呢，就是这个女人呢，她是给我们做出一个榜样，当我们到了老年的时候，都应该遵从的样子。
We're not sure, but she spent her time in the temple. She didn't leave the temple. She probably had some sleeping quarters somewhere there or nearby, but she was there at night and day.
因为这个里面呢，我们不是确定他到底是什么样子，但是呢，我们知道他从来不离开圣殿，不离开圣殿，那么说他是住在圣殿里，他有可能在圣殿的周围呢，有些那个睡觉的、住的、吃的地方。
She was obviously discerning. When she came in, verse 38, she came in and gave thanks to the Lord. She had been looking for the redemption of Jerusalem.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是讲到了他进来的时候，进到圣殿，他感谢主，感谢主的时候呢，他是在为耶路撒冷城的人呢寻求救赎。
I guess the question is, what was she looking for?
我现在问题是呢，就是说他在找谁？
And as all Jewish people have been who love the Lord, they've been looking for the coming of the Messiah.
就像所有的，就是犹太人，他们爱主的犹太人，他们在寻求那个弥赛亚的到来。
So she was there not only to fulfill a religious responsibility before the Lord, which was fine, which was highly honorable.
他在那里不仅仅只是说是去那个服侍主，这是一个非常的高荣誉的事情。
But in addition, I think she was looking to see, to find the Messiah. I think she expected him to be coming very soon.
所以这个我认为特别的呢，他在那里呢，也就是要寻求找到弥赛亚，因为他呢，就是希望弥赛亚呢，很快就会来。
You'll remember that the men and women of Israel knew when the, sorry, where the Lord would be, would come from. They knew that he would be coming from the city of Bethlehem because Micah the prophet had said so.
你们大家也知道呢，就是犹太人呢，他们知道，就是说是啊，那个弥赛亚要在哪里出生，他们知道是在伯利恒，因为那个弥迦先知已经做了预言。
I believe that they also knew when the Messiah would come, not just where and from where, but knew when he would come.
我认为他们也精确的知道，就是弥赛亚什么时候会来，不仅仅只是说是从哪里来。
That is what they would have learned from Daniel the prophet.
我认为他们是从那个但以理那个先知能那里学到的。
Daniel basically taught, and the details are for us in chapter 9 and elsewhere in Daniel, but the details are that 70 weeks of years or 490 years were determined for the children of Israel.
这个呢，我认为呢，就是说他那里讲到的呢，但以理在他的那个第9章里讲到的，就是70个星期，70个星期呢，那里讲的基本上就是490年的犹太人来说。
They knew that that 490-year period would begin when the city of Jerusalem was going to be rebuilt, and Nehemiah told them precisely when that was.
因为这个里面，它里面告诉的那个有的，就是耶路撒冷城要重建。那么说，那尼希米呢？准确的告诉的他们是什么时候？
So they all could count. They knew they were looking for 490 years, and they could count. They expected the Lord Jesus Christ to come just about the time that he did come.
所以呢，他们所有的人呢都会数数，都会计算，所以他们的所有人的计算呢，他们就是希望呢，他们弥赛亚呢，就是在这个490年以后呢，在耶诺在什么地方出生。
And Daniel, chapter 9 says that there would be 483 years, at which time the Messiah would be cut off, which meant that he would die.
因为咱们在讲到的，就是说是在那个大英里说呢，483年的时候呢，弥赛亚呢会被剪除，那意思就意味着他就会死。
So he would have to have been born before that. And so, doing their calculations, many people in Israel were expecting their Messiah to come just at this time.
所以呢，他们就会呢，弥赛亚必须在他被剪除之前呢，要来的这个世界。所以这个时候呢，当时的所有的那些以色列人呢，他们都会计算出来弥赛亚是什么时候来。
And I think realizing the amazing implications of that, this woman, Anna, said, I'm going to stay in the temple. I'm going to serve God. Messiah is coming.
所以呢，我认为呢，他们的这个女的呢，她女先知，她就会说呢，我要等在那个圣殿里，等在耶路撒冷，因为弥赛亚要来了。
So, what would happen if you were to spend year after year after year in the temple? Day and night, what would happen?
因为那么会发生什么呢？如果他昼夜的都待在那个圣殿里，会发生什么呢？
And the answer is, you'd get to know a lot of the people who come to the temple pretty well, wouldn't you?
因为你会认识很多那些来到教圣殿的人，非常认识他们，是不是呢？
I think that this woman probably met with other believers, probably in Bible studies, often during the week.
所以我认为这个女性呢，她碰到了很多其他人呢，基本上就是在一个星期中间的那个圣经学习时间。
And she would have shared with them, and they with her, the wonderful truths of the coming Messiah.
所以呢，他会向他们去分享，分享呢，他们也会听到，就是说是弥赛亚要来的这样一个奇妙的真理。
So verse 38 ends with the words, and she spoke about the Lord Jesus to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
第38节结束是说，将孩子是对一切在耶路撒冷盼望得救赎的人讲说。
Did she know all those who were looking for redemption in Jerusalem?
他认识那些所有的在耶路撒冷城寻求救赎的人吗？
And the answer is probably.
这答案是有可能。
She would know many, and those she knew would know many. Those who were truly interested looking for the Messiah, they would have spent a lot of time in the temple as she did.
所以呢，他会认识很多人，他认识的人也会认识很多人。那么说呢，也有很多人呢都在耶路撒冷城的圣殿寻求弥赛亚，就像他在寻求一样。
All of which teaches us. That the coming of the Lord Jesus and the arrival of the Lord Jesus and the fact that he had been born and was in the temple on these occasions, all of this was well known in the city of Jerusalem amongst those who feared the Lord.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是所有的这些都告诉我们，就是弥赛亚要出生，弥赛亚在哪里出生，弥赛亚在什么时候来，这一些呢，就是说对那些在耶路撒冷城敬畏神的人呢，他们都是了解得非常的清楚的。
Some people say these stories were just written afterward.
也有些人说这些故事是发生以后写的。
But the truth about the Lord Jesus, his birth, And later on, we'll find the other things, but the truth about his birth was well known at the time of his birth.
因为这个呢，就是说这个真理呢，真相是在主耶稣基督要出生的弥赛亚出生的这件事情啊，在他那个出生之前都已经非常的清楚了。
And Anna, the prophetess, was one of the main reasons why that was so.
因为这个里面的雅呢，那就是一个那女先知，为什么呢？就是说是她要那么做的原因。
So, what happens next?
那下一步发生的是什么呢？
Verse 39 says, So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth.
39节说，他们照主的律法办完了一切的事儿，就回加利利，到自己的城拿撒勒去了。
Now, what do we know about Mary and Joseph?
我们对玛利亚和约瑟了解多少呢？
Their objective was to fulfill all the responsibilities of the law regarding the birth of their son.
所以呢，他们的职责呢，就是说是去完成所有的就是律法的要求呢，他的那个儿子出生的这样的就是要求去实现。
We live in a day where a lot of people say you don't have to do everything. If you get a good 65% average, that's pretty good. Don't worry about all the rest.
因为我们生活在这个年代呢，人们说呢，你不用把所有的事情都做对。那么说呢，你如果把所有的事情能够做对65%，那就是非常好了，不要去管其他的。
But that wasn't the attitude of Mary and Joseph. They said, we are going to follow the Lord in detail.
所以这个呢，并不是那个玛利亚和约瑟他们所想的。他们说呢，他们跟从主要完成呢所有的细节，完全按照细节跟从主。
So good for them.
对他们来说是好事儿。
Verse 40 says, the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
14节说，孩子渐渐长大，灵力刚强，充满智慧，又有神的恩典在他身上。
Well, that's what parents ought to pray for their children under all circumstances.
这就是父母呢，经常呢，在所有的情况下呢，都为他们孩子所祷告的。
And verse 41 says his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover.
41节说，每到逾越节，他父母就上耶路撒冷去。
Now, frankly, that was a big deal.
坦率说，这是一件大事。
Mary and Joseph were poor.
这玛利亚、约瑟他们很穷。
It was a long trip from Nazareth to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是这，如果从拿撒勒到耶路撒冷城，有一段很长的旅程的，让他们去过逾越节。
But it was a requirement. The Lord said that the Jewish people were to go to Jerusalem. For Passover every year. Mary and Joseph said, We will obey that too, in spite of the fact that we're not rich.
因为这个里面是一个要求，要求呢就是说是，主要求以色列人呢每年呢都要上耶路撒冷城去过逾越节。那么说呢，玛利亚和那个约瑟说呢，尽管我们不富有，我们也要遵从这个命令。
Verse 42, when The Lord Jesus was 12 years old. They went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast.
42节说，当主耶稣12岁的时候呢，他们按照节期的规矩上耶路撒冷去了。
Verse 43, when they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it.
43节是守满的节期，他们回去，孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，约瑟和他的母亲并不知道。
Verse 44, they supposed him to have been in the company. They went a day's journey, sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him.
因为此时此景，他们还以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲族和熟人中找他，既找不着，他们又回到耶路撒冷去找他。
Now, I don't know if those circumstances prevailed or prevail in your family, but that's not the way I was brought up.
因为这个呢，我不知道，那像这样的情况是不是在你们的家里呢，就是出现过我？但是呢，我知道呢，我成长的过程不是这样的。
My mother and father wouldn't have lost track of me for a whole day.
所以呢，我的父母呢，一整天呢，他都不会让我呢离开他们的视线。
They wouldn't have gone on a journey and forget me.
所以呢，他们不会把我带出去旅行，然后把我忘掉了。
What was wrong with Mary and Joseph? Why did they forget Jesus?
所以呢，玛利亚和约瑟呢，他们做错了什么呢？他们为什么呢？忘记了主耶稣呢？
And the wonderful reason is that was not the problem. Problem wasn't that they forgot the Lord Jesus. The problem is they had such respect for him that they expected him to do what was right, to be where he should be, and they didn't worry about him. He was an exemplary child, and nobody ever had to worry about him.
所以呢，问题呢，并不是说他们忘掉了他，忘掉他并不是一个政治问题。政治问题呢，其实呢，就是说是这个他们知道主耶稣基督呢，他是一个很好的孩子，他知道呢，他应该去哪里，他应该做什么，他不会去做错事。他实际上孩童中间呢，是一个很好的榜样，所以呢，他们不会担心呢，他去哪里去做了什么。
All of which says that when I was 12 years old, I was not an exemplary child.
所有的这些都告诉我们呢，我12岁的时候并不是一个成为榜样的孩子。
All right, verse 45 says, So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now it was so that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers. Both listening to them and asking them questions.
45节说，既找不着，就又回到耶路撒冷去找他。46节过了3天，就遇见他在殿里坐在教室门中间，一面听一面问他们问题。
3 days is a long time to be without your child.
所以呢，3天，如果你找不到你孩子，是个很长的时间。
And I can imagine that they were panicking at this point.
所以呢，我认为呢，可以去想象他们在这个点上呢，他们有点惊慌了。
I think all down through the ages, people have been panicking when they don't really know what God is doing.
也有认为呢，就是说是在有史以来呢，人们呢，当他们不知道神在干什么的时候，他们都会惊慌。
Don't panic. Do what you can do. Let God solve his problem. If he's not doing exactly what you thought he should do, he's probably doing something better. For your blessing that he hasn't bothered to tell you about.
因为如果你不知道神在干什么呢，你不要惊慌，你要相信呢，神会去做他的事情。那么说呢，如果神做的事情呢，并没有按照你预想的一模一样的那样去做，那么说呢，神呢肯定是在做一件为了你的益处，为了其他人的福气，做一件更好的事情。
I guess the other thing is we should note at the end of verse 36.
所以呢，我认为还有一件事情，我们在46节末尾要读到的。
What he was doing, was spending his time, something like Anna, the prophetess, he was in the temple, probably day and night.
因为他在圣殿里，他有可能就像是说是在那个女先知在昼夜在圣殿里一样。
He was sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions.
所以他坐在圣殿里，坐在教室中间，一面听一面问他们问题。
Very interesting. He's taking a very humble position before these teachers. He's just a little boy, 12 years old.
那这个里面呢，就是非常有意思。他在这些教师面前呢，他是一个非常的谦卑的位置。当时他只是个12岁的小孩。
They are teachers, and so he's asking them questions. He's trying to learn from them, listening to their answers, asking them questions.
因为他们那些人都是教师，所以呢，他在听他们，并且在问他们问题。
Now that's the way the Lord Jesus teaches us today, isn't it?
这就是主耶稣今天呢教导我们的方式，是不是呢？
He asks many questions.
他呢问了很多的问题。
As you read through the Gospels, answer the questions Jesus asks you.
所以，当你读福音的时候呢，你要去回答主耶稣基督问你的所有问题。
Here are some of the questions. You tell me whether they're important or not.
你这里有些问题，你告诉我这些问题重不重要？
One question is, what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
所以呢，一个人他要给些什么来去交换他的灵魂呢？
What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul?
所以呢，如果一个人呢，他赢得了全世界，却失去了他的生命，有什么意义呢？
Very, very profound questions. The world should spend their time answering those questions. They don't bother to answer them. They don't even listen to the question, most of them.
所以呢，这些的问题呢，都是非常非常深刻的。你要去花点时间学习圣经，去回答这些问题。这就是当今世界所存在的问题。大多数人呢，他们甚至不关心这些问题，他们甚至呢，都不想回答这样的问题。
So remember now the Lord's education system. What's he do? How does he teach us? Answer. He often asks us questions and says, you're responsible. You answer them.
这个里面要记住，主呢，他呢教导我们的这个系统呢，他就是通常问我们的问题，他呢就是问我们的问题呢，我们要确保呢，我们要去回答他问我们的问题。
Remember now the story of Job. He suffered a lot, and he said, when I meet God, I'm going to ask him some questions.
所以大家也记得那个约伯的故事，他呢受了很多苦。他说呢，当我碰到神的时候呢，我要问他很多问题。
And he did meet God, but before he got to ask him a question, the Lord asked him some questions.
所以呢，他真的见到了神。见到神以后呢，在他问神那个问题之前呢，神先问了他一些问题。
And you may remember that it was 84 questions the Lord asked him before he got to ask the Lord a question.
你们大家也都记得呢，就是说，在他呢问主问题之前呢，主问了他84个问题。
Remember this profound wisdom. When God asks you a question, answer it.
所以要记住这个深刻的智慧，当神问你问题的时候呢，你要回答。
Verse 47 says, and all who heard Jesus, 12-year-old boy, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
因为这个里面的第47节说，凡听见他的，都稀奇他的聪明和应对。
How did he understand all this?
他怎么知道这所有的这些事情呢？
I believe when he was in Nazareth as a boy, he spent a lot of time reading the Bible.
我认为他当在拉萨勒的时候，他这个孩子的时候呢，他花了大量的时间读圣经。
And consequently, he ended up with not just because he was the Son of God, but he ended up with much understanding.
所以呢，最终呢，他不仅仅是因为他是神的儿子，他同样呢，他呢理解了很多的东西。
But it's interesting, at the end of verse 47, we read the word his understanding and answers.
因为我们非常有意思，在47节读到的呢，就是说是他的聪明和应对。
How did he get answers?
他怎么样可以去应对他们呢？
And so the conversations, I think, with the leaders went something like this. He would ask them some questions.
那这样呢，就是说是这样的谈话，跟这些领导人之间呢，我认为首先他问一些问题，
They would answer them in part.
他们会部分的回答他的问题。
He would probably ask them more questions based upon the answers that they gave him.
这也可能就是说，他会就是是去基于他们给他的答案问更多的问题。
And I think finally they would turn to him and they would say, "Well, what do you think the answers are?"
所以呢，然后呢，最终呢，他们会转向他说呢，你认为答案是什么？
And so he would answer their questions in spite of the fact that it all started with him asking them questions, but he would answer the questions and they marvel at the wisdom of his answers.
对着，然后呢，就说是他呢，最终呢会回答他们的问题，尽管是他先问他们的问题，最终的问题回到他身上，所以他给出他们的答案呢，他们那些人呢，对他给出答案都感到非常的有智慧。
Now, many of you are familiar with video. I guess I'm not sure what to call it, but probably the video messages of John Lennox. You can look him up on video on YouTube, and you'll get a lot of sound wisdom from this outstanding man of God.
所以我认为你们大家呢，可能都知道有一个叫 John Lennox 的一个，就是他是牛津大学的数学教授，他在 YouTube 上有很多这样的录像，他经常跟人辩论，所以你们如果去收看这些录像的话呢，你们会从这个人身上呢得到很多智慧。
And John Lennox has shared with us the fact that he has a particular method of speaking to other people about the Lord Jesus.
因为 John Lennox 告诉我们呢，就是他有一个特别的一个信息呢，他跟别人呢讲我们的主耶稣。
His personal witnessing strategy goes like this. He goes to people and he asks them a number of questions that help them to think and to understand.
在这个里面，他呢就是去讲到的那个策略和智慧呢，就是说是当他碰到那些人的时候呢，首先问他们一系列的问题，让他们去思考、去理解。
So he gets the conversation going by asking them questions.
所以他们的对话继续呢，就是说一直问他们问题。
But he finds that after he asks some questions for a while, they will ask him a question.
但他发现呢，当他问了他们一些问题之后呢，那些学生呢也会问他问题。
And he says, because they ask him a question, that gives him an answer, an opportunity to answer their questions.
而因为他先问他们的问题，然后呢，他就给他们一个机会呢，给自己一个机会回答他们的问题。
So his strategy, ask them questions until they ask you questions, and then you answer their questions, and the gospel will go out very often in power.
你这个里面呢，首先呢，就开始你问他们一些问题，那么最终呢，他们也会问你问题，那么你通过给他们问题答案呢，就是把那个福音呢，非常的强有力的传递出去了。
So I think that's probably what the Lord Jesus was doing on this occasion.
我认为呢，有可能是主耶稣基督在这里所做的事情。
So verse 48 says, So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously.
第48节说，他们看见他时就惊奇。他母亲对他说：“儿啊，你为什么像我们这样行呢？看到我父亲，你父亲和我伤心的来找你。
So verse 49, his answer is, Why is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
”对，所以第49就是答案。耶稣就对他们说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当与我父的事为念吗？”
So here he is, 12 years old, and the business of God his father was more important than the business of his own family.
所以现在呢，他12岁的男孩，那么说呢，他的父的那个是比他在家里的事情更加重要。
How old is it that a child or a man or a woman should become involved in doing the work of God?
所以呢，就是说这一个就是男孩或者女孩，一个男的或者一个女的，他要到多大年龄才可以去做神的工作呢？
The Lord Jesus said, "Well, 12 years old. I'm 12 years old now. I've got to do the work of God."
对，主耶稣说12岁，就说我现在12岁了，我要去做神的工。
Now, I'm not sure that all the children that we minister to, I'm not sure that all your children understand the great responsibility that they have when they're 12 years old.
所以呢，我不是很确定我们所有的我们去服侍的那些12岁的小孩子，或者说你家里的12岁的小孩子，他们会理解怎样去做神的工。
Does it make a difference?
这个有没有区别呢？
And the answer is yes, it does make a difference what you do when you're young.
所以呢，答案是是的。当你在年轻的时候做的事情呢，是会让你将来会有区别的。
So now that I'm a much older man, I've been going back in my mind and saying to myself, Harold, how is it that you ended up following the Lord in your life when many of your friends who knew about the truth of God didn't follow the Lord.
因为我现在是个老年人呢，我就回忆我的人生，我就说呢，Harold 这个里面呢，到底是怎么样呢？就是说你呢，一辈子呢就开始服侍主，那些跟你同样年龄的人呢，他们呢，就是说是认识真理，但却没有服侍主，会是什么样子呢？
And it's true that many of my closest friends, when I was younger, were fellows who were raised with me in the assembly, and many of them did not go on for God when they grew up.
所以这个也是个事实，就是很多，就是说我在教会里一起长大的，跟我同年龄的孩子，他们长大以后呢，很多人，他们中间大多数呢，并没有继续跟从神了。
How sad for them, and frankly, sad for me.
所以对他们来说是多么的悲伤，坦率的说，我也很伤感。
So, asking myself this question, I said, All right, Harold, what did you do when you were 11, 12, 13 years old? What did you do that made you different from the rest?
所以，然后我问我自己一个问题，我说：“Harold，当你11岁、12岁的时候呢，你做了什么样的事情，让你和其他的那些人不一样呢？”
And from my perspective now of an old man, I can look back and I can see several decisions and actions that I took when I was 11, 12, 13 years old. Several actions that were I took that laid a firm foundation in my life. Crucial actions, very, very important.
所以这个里面，我现在是个年纪大的人，所以我回忆我11岁、12岁的时候呢，其实呢，我做了几个这样的决定和这样的行动，这样几个的，就是说是非常重要的行动，或者说非常的就是极其重要的行动，然后让我做出来了，变成不一样。
So I'm going to say two things. Number one, regarding youth, you do everything to encourage them to stand tall for God when they are young, lest when they get older, they have learned a foundation of going in the wrong direction.
所以这个里面呢，我的要讲两件事情。你们要去鼓励那些年轻人，当他们就是年轻的时候呢，要在神里的事情呢站立得住，要坚定地站在神一边，以免他们到他们年纪大的时候呢，他们就离开了神。
And the second thing is, having trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, many of you later in life, don't go a long time without serving him. Don't say, I will wait until I know more, and then I will talk for God. Start talking for God now. I will wait until later to serve him. No, serve him now. Do it now. Don't wait.
所以呢，就是说是第二件事情是说，你们中间很多人呢，信了主耶稣基督为你们的个人救主。那么说呢，你们信了主耶稣基督以后呢，就要开始呢，就是去服侍主，去传讲主。你们不要说等待，等待我将来呢，我有足够的能力，我有足够的知识，我再去传讲主。所以呢，你不要等待，从现在开始，你就要去传讲主。
I often said to myself, Harold, you maybe shouldn't open your mouth. You don't know all the answers.
所以我通常对自己说呢，就是说，Harold，你也许不应该开口讲话，因为你不知道所有的答案。
Don't do anything now. Wait until you know more. That's what I've often said to myself.
现在什么也不要做，但直到你知道了再很多的以后再来做，这些是我通常对自己说的。
And then I have to say, Harold, there will never be a time when you know all the answers. You speak up now on the basis of what you do know. Let the Lord tell you what you should know, but don't wait until you've got everything in perfect order before you serve the Lord.
所以呢，我就对自己说：“Harold，你永远不可能知道所有的答案。所以呢，现在你就要开始去做，你开始去讲基于你已经知道的答案。那么说呢，如果你基于你知道的事情去做的话呢，让主来带领你，让主来帮助你，让主来，就是说是告诉你怎么做。”
So here the Lord is holding out this marvelous example. Do it when you're a teenager.
所以呢，主在这里做出了一个那个极其的好的榜样，就是当你还是个青少年的时候，就要开始服侍主。
I'll just tell you a little bit about my life when I was 11, 12, 13 years old.
我要跟大家讲一点关于我的个人生，当我还是11、12岁的时候。
When I was 11 years old, I gave my testimony, told people that I was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I gave my testimony publicly when I was 11 years old.
所以，当我11、12岁的时候，我告诉那个就是其他人，我就是一个那个信主的基督徒。那么说呢，这个里面呢，就是说是我要在我11、12岁的时候，我在公开场合做见证，告诉我是个基督徒。
When I was 12 years old, I basically said no to sin in a very specific way, and the Lord blessed me accordingly.
所以这个里面，在我当开始长大的时候呢，我对那些罪呢，以一个特别的方式说不。所以呢，主呢，以各种各样的方式赐福了我。
When I was 13 years old, I was encouraged to do a work for God, to get a group together who could serve the Lord and tell others about the Savior. And I got involved in planning and organizing meetings when I was 13 years old.
我13岁的时候呢，我呢找了一群跟我年龄相仿的人一起开始去做那个主的工作，在学习。然后呢，那个时候呢，我开始对一些学习做一些计划，做一些就是工作。
And I praise the Lord for the opportunities and for the fact that He gave me the boldness to do those things. But I say it because the Lord will do the same for all of us. Don't wait to serve the Lord. Don't wait till you're an old man or an old lady. Get in there. Do it now.
在这个里面呢，我感谢呢主呢赐给我这样的机会，让我去做呢这么多去服侍神的工作，所以神呢也赐福给我。所以你们呢从开始现在开始就要服侍主，不要等待，不要等待你成了一个老人或者是老年男性、老年女性，等你长大了以后再去服侍主，现在就要开始服侍主，不要等待。
So back to verse 50 now. They did not understand the statement which he spoke to them.
所以回到第50节，他说呢，他所说的话，他们不明白。
And you and I often don't understand fully what we're told. We just keep on saying, Lord, by God's grace, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do what I know you want me to do.
因为我们通常呢都不知道呢，我们应该去做些什么，也不明白。但是呢，我们就说呢，主啊，我知道呢，您会赐给我恩典，所以呢，我要跟从您，我要去做。
Verse 15, 1. Then he went down with them, came to Nazareth, and was subject to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart.
第51节说，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们，但他母亲把这一切的话都存在心里。
A zeal for God, but great humility. That's what the Lord Jesus points out. He was subject to his mother and father, who didn't know anything as much as he did, but he was subject to them anyway. A man of great humility.
也就是有极大的热心去服侍神，但是呢，他却带着极大的谦卑。我们主耶稣基督呢，他是我们极大的谦卑的一个榜样。他呢，生活在他的父母之下，尽管他父母呢知道的不多，但是呢，他带着极大的谦卑，还是顺服他们。
And then verse 52 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
52就是耶稣的智慧和身量，比神和人对他的喜爱都一起增长。
Now, it's very interesting. Sometimes we assume that the Lord Jesus, because he was God, he always knew everything.
现在就是非常有意思的，关于我们的主耶稣基督呢，我们认为他是神，他应该呢知道一切的事情。
That verse 52 says he increased in wisdom.
第52就说呢，他的智慧在增长。
Well, good for him. He had to learn it as we did.
对他来说是好事，因为他必须像我们这样的一样的去学习。
The book of Hebrews says that he learned patience by the things that he suffered.
所以那希伯来书说呢，他呢学会了耐心，通过他所受的苦。
The suffering in his life taught him the experience of patience and the importance of patience. He did not automatically know everything. He learned the same way we learn. Be patient when you learn. Jesus had to learn too.
所以主耶稣呢，因为他所受的苦，所以呢，他呢就是经历了这样的忍耐，学会了忍耐，所以呢，他呢，也要去学习，所以呢，就说是就像你我一样，他也会去学习，所以我们大家呢，在学习的过程中呢，要有耐心。
Well, now, between verse 52 of chapter 2 and verse 1 of chapter 3, there is roughly 17 or 18 years.
所以这个里面是从那个第二章的51节、52节以后呢，到第三章的第1节，大概过了15到18年了。
And so here comes now again this historian whose name is Luke. He's writing this book to Theophilus. To tell him the things that are certain. And so he's going to give us some anchor points for the work of God that Jesus did.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个时候呢，大家记住路加福音呢是路加呢写给那个提菲阿罗的这个人的。那么说呢，他也告诉他，他所写的东西都是确实的，都是确定的。那么说呢，在这里呢，他要讲一些那个主耶稣基督他所做的工作的这样的实证。
So let me just read you now verses 1 and 2 of chapter 3.
我来给大家读一下那个《路加福音》3章的1到2节。
Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip tetrarch of Etruria and the region of Trachonitis, and Licinius, tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness.
第路加福音3章第1节说呢，凯撒提比留在位第15年，本丢皮拉多做犹太总督，西律做加利利分封的王，他兄弟腓力做以土利亚和特拉可尼地方分封的王，吕撒涅做亚比利尼分封的王。亚拉和该亚法做大祭司。那时呢，撒加利亚的儿子约翰在旷野里，神的话临到他。
So the question is, when did this happen?
你现在的问题是呢，这个是什么时候发生的？
And some people would say a long time ago.
有些人说呢，很久以前，
Well, that's true.
但是事实。
Other people would say this is just a story, and it doesn't really matter because it's mostly story. Oh, there's a little bit of truth here and there, but many people are saying the Bible contains some of the truth of God. And the Bible says, no, it is all the truth of God.
所以呢，有些人说呢，这个大多数人说这呢，只是一些故事。尽管这里呢、那里呢有一些真相、一些真理，但是呢，其他的呢都是呢，包括的都是写下的故事，只有一部分真理包括在里面。但是这里神说不，所有的真理，这圣经都是真理。
So Luke is basically saying, Theophilus, I want to tell you precisely what happened and when and how. And so he says, I'm going to tell you the precise time this all took place. It's not just a story, it is history.
所以这个路加呢，跟提菲阿伦说呢，我现在告诉你呢，不仅仅只是告诉在哪里发生，在什么时候发生，我要准确的告诉你这个在发生的时间，这个并不是编的故事，这个都是真实的，这个都是历史。
So, when did this happen? Well, it's in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar.
那这个是什么时候发生的呢？就是凯撒提比留在位第15年。
Do you think history could tell you when that was?
你认为历史上可以告诉你这个是什么时候吗？
Well, of course, the Roman historians were accurate, and everybody who's an historian knows precisely what that year was.
所以当然呢，当时罗马帝国就在那里，每一个人呢都知道那一年到底发生了什么。
Who was in charge of the governor? Who was the governor of Judea at that time?
因为当时呢，谁是犹大帝的那个统治者呢？在那个时候，
Answer Pontius Pilate.
答案是本丢比拉多。
But then, under Pontius Pilate, there were other government officials, and there were four separate areas under Pontius Pilate where the government was carried on. Each of them was headed up by somebody.
你这个里面呢，就是说是当时呢，就是说是在其他的地区也有几个人，那几个人他们都在当地呢，他们就是分封的王，他们都是在那个本都比拉多的管辖之下。
So Herod was Tetrarch of Galilee. He was the governor in Galilee under Pontius Pilate.
所以这个西律呢，做加利利分封的王，他当时作为分封的王呢，是在那个比拉多的统治下。
And Herod's brother, Philip the Tetrarch, was over Etruria and the region of Trachonitis.
叙利他的兄弟腓力，他呢做以土利亚和特拉可尼地方分封的王。
And Lysanias was Tetrarch of Abilene.
所以李撒涅做亚比利尼分封的王。
Okay, so here's history. It's history at the top, the Roman Empire level, history all the way down to the region of Galilee and the other regions around Israel.
所以这里就是说是当时的那个，就是说是那个当时在所有的这个地方，这些统治者都是在那个加利利和那整个犹大利附近的统治者。
That's the political and the governmental area. What about the religious?
所以这个呢，就是说是这样政治的或者政府的这样的一个地区。那么说呢，就说是在那个宗教的这个区域是在哪里？
And verse 2 says Annas and Caiaphas were the high priests.
第二节说呢，亚拿和该亚法做大祭司。
So there's a precise statement here of who the big guys were in the world in the days of John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus Christ.
其实这里呢有一个精确的描述，在施洗约翰和我们的主耶稣基督那个年代，他呢谁是统治世界的，谁是世界的大人物。
And the amazing thing is that the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness.
这个非常的神奇的事情是说是那个神的话临到了那个施洗约翰，就是撒加利亚的儿子在旷野里。
God is speaking. With whom is he going to speak? To whom is he going to speak? Through whom is he going to speak?
所以呢，神在那个讲话，神对谁讲话，神呢通过谁讲话，神呢是通过谁去跟谁讲话呢？
And he bypassed all the political big shots.
因为他呢，就是绕过了所有的那些那个政治的大人物，
And he bypassed the religious big shots.
他也绕过了所有的宗教的大人物。
And he spoke to this man, John, the son of Zacharias, and he spoke to him when he was in the wilderness.
所以他去跟这个撒迦利亚的儿子约翰讲话，当他在旷野的时候。
It's amazing. When God speaks, he usually, not always, but he usually chooses. To speak through the simple people who love him and the simple people who love his word rather than the big shots of the world.
因为通常呢，非常有意思，就是神呢，他并不是说在所有时间都是他，但是他总经常是呢，通过那些简单的人去说他的话，他并不是通过那些大人物、政治人物或者宗教人物。
But having been spoken to by the Lord, John the Baptist says, I've got to do something now. God spoke to him in the wilderness. Verse 3 says, So he went into all the region round about Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
因为这个呢，当那个神跟约翰讲话以后呢，约翰说呢，我应该去做点什么，所以第三节他就来到约旦河一带地方传讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
So he goes out and he begins the great ministry that we're going to read about in the Gospels. He begins his ministry by preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
所以这个里面在后面呢，我们会读到，他呢开始呢去做一件伟大的事情，他就是要去传讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
Now, what does that mean?
这个是什么意思？
Does that mean if you repent and get baptized that you'll be right with God? Your sins will be forgiven?
你那个受洗了，然后你悔改了，那么说呢，你就会跟神之间的关系就正确了吗？你的罪就得赦免了吗？
No, the answer to that question is simple. We have our sins forgiven by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross of Calvary for our sin.
因为这个答案是否定的，其实我们是要相信呢，主耶稣基督他为我们在那个十字架上为我们而死，然后赎了我们的罪。
But of course, that hadn't happened yet.
但当然呢，那样的事情还没有发生。
So, it's got to mean something different from that.
在这里呢，必须是有什么不同的东西在这里。
And so, what it does mean is that there is a preparation of the heart to receive the great truth for the remission of sins. That preparation is repentance.
你这个里面呢，就说是这里呢，就是有些准备、预备使罪得赦，预备使罪得赦呢，那么说呢，这个预备呢，实际上就是说是你首先要悔改。
The soft heart that repents is the foundation of the blessing of God.
这一个软的心，一个悔改的心，那是那个接受神的赐福的那个基础。
You'll remember the story of the prodigal son.
你们大家呢也记得那个浪子的故事。
And he arose and went to his father. He went back because he was repentant. For all that he'd done, he said, I need what I forfeited. And he went back to his father. He said, I have sinned before God and in your sight.
你这个里面记得这个浪子呢，他呢起来以后，他说他要回到他的父那里去，所以呢，其实呢，当时他悔改了，他说回去呢，他要得到那个就是他所放弃的东西。当他来到他的父亲那里时候呢，他说我对天上的神犯了罪，我对你也犯了罪。
So this baptism of repentance now is not the fact that if you are baptized and repent, you will be saved, but it is that this is something that comes before repentance. Sorry, before the salvation.
在这个里面呢，就是这里讲到的意思呢，并不是说呢，你受了洗礼，然后呢，你悔改了，你的罪呢就得赦免了。这只是说是这里一个预备，预备就是说你先要悔改，悔改了以后你才能得到救恩。
So let me give you one word change that might help you understand it better. He came preaching a baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins. It's unto. If you repent, you're getting ready for the remission of sins. Not that repentance will save you, but repentance will prepare you.
在这个里面呢，就是说是我们来这里，我来改一个字，改一个字呢，让这个呢，让你更能容易明白。这里说相讲悔改的洗礼，就是使你通向罪得赦免的路。那么说在这个里面讲到的，就是说是你首先你要悔改，悔改以后呢，那就预备好了，预备好了呢，你将来呢可以得到救恩。
And so verse 4 says, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
第4节说呢，正如先知以赛亚书上所记的话，说在旷野有声音喊着说，你要预备主的道，修直他的路。
So that's basically what John was. John was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. His message was to all the people, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
所以这个基本上呢，就是使徒约翰在旷野里的，他就是旷野里的那个声音说呢，你要预备主的道，修直他的路。
So I've often asked the question, if you knew the Lord Jesus Christ was coming to your house tomorrow, what would you do today?
因为通常问大家一个问题，就是说呢，如果你知道主耶稣基督明天要来到你家，那么今天你要做什么？
Well, you'd probably vacuum the floor and you'd probably put a few things away and straighten it up so that he would be ready. It would look good when he came.
那你有可能呢去吸地，然后呢就把一些东西呢，就是不把它藏起来，把它拿开，然后呢，在当主耶稣来的时候呢，你会家里看起来比较舒服。
Now that's the attitude of life that we should have when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We should say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm going to get rid of this dirt.
在这个里面，这就是我们在人生中所要做的事情。我们就是说，当主耶稣基督来的时候呢，我们要说呢，主啊，我是个罪人，我要把这些脏的东西把它洗掉。
Verse 5 goes on now, says, every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill brought low, the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth.
第5节说呢，一切山谷都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，弯曲的要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。
So if you had a nice farm and you knew that the prime minister was going to come to your farm, what would you do?
如果你有个很好的农场，你知道那个总理要来到你的农场，你准备做什么呢？
You'd probably prepare the road into the farm so that the prime minister didn't get stuck in that pothole that you've left there for a long time. So you'd straighten things out. You'd make it easy for him to come. You'd make it good for him to come.
因为你有可能就是把你通向你农场的那条路修一下，那你可以把那个就是说是一些坑呢，你长很久来没填的把它填平，这样呢就是说当那个总理来的时候呢，他可以很容易的来到你的家，就来到你农场。
And our lives are something like that. And we've got to level things out. We've got to straighten things out. A lot of our lives are not what they should be. And so John says, don't just sit there, repent and set things right that you know are wrong. Don't do that anymore.
所以这个里面的这些，我们的人生也是这样的，在我们人生中呢，出现了很多这样的坑坑洼洼，这样的弯弯曲曲，就是不对的事情。使徒约翰告诉我们呢，就是说呢，如果你不要坐在那里，你要去把那些东西去把它摆正，去把它改掉，然后呢，准备好。
And Isaiah's conclusion is in verse 6. It says, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
以赛亚的结论是在第六节说，所有的肉身都要见到神的救恩。
And when the people who fear God and believe God, when the people who go to John and say, I want to be baptized, I want to be ready for the Lord, I want to set my life right. When you do that, many others will see the salvation of God. One of the reasons they don't see it is because Christians don't always live it.
这个里面呢，就是说是，如果呢，就是说是你要敬畏神，然后你要相信神，那么说呢，你要去受洗，受施洗约翰的洗，然后呢，就是说是去准备好接受救恩的话，那么说这个时候呢，就是说是因为呢，为什么他们要那么做呢？因为他们这些人去接受呢施洗约翰的洗以后呢，很多人呢就能够看到神的救恩，很多人呢没有看到神的救恩呢，是因为很多基督徒。我没有活出来。
Now, in an amazing way, verse 7 says, Then he said to the multitude that came out to be baptized of him, Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
用了一种非常奇妙的方式，第七节说呢，约翰对那出来要受他洗的众人说呢，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
His ministry was widely received and it was appreciated by multitudes who came to be baptized.
因为他呢，他的那个就是服侍是被广泛的接受了，所以很多人来呢都要接受他的洗。
And so he says, don't just pretend that baptism is an easy, simple thing. Verse 8, therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones.
对，然后呢，他跟他们说呢，不要认为你简单的受了洗就一切都可以了。所以第八就说，你们要结出果子呢，与悔改相称。你们不要自己里面说有亚伯拉罕为我们的父。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起儿女来。
So the next line says, we got to bear fruits worthy of repentance.
因为下一句说呢，就说是当我们的悔改以后呢，我们要结果子。
Okay, so what comes next? And he says, bear fruits worthy of repentance. That means Don't pretend that baptism is simple, that it just washes away all sin. Baptism indicates that you are going to bear fruits of repentance. Baptism is an indication of a commitment of heart to serve the Lord and to walk in agreement with Him.
因为他这里就是说呢，你们要结出果子来，结出果子。他说呢，你不要假装认为，就是说是洗礼就洗去你的罪。那么洗礼呢，他其实指出呢，你必须要结果子，你必须要去服侍神，你必须要与主同行，去传讲主。
Many people say, I went through the ceremony of baptism, therefore everything is okay.
所以大多数人说呢，就是说是我啊，经过呢这个洗礼，那么说呢一切呢都没有问题了。
But John the Baptist said, No, ceremony is not what it's all about. What it's all about is bearing fruit worthy of repentance. That's what the Christian life is about. That's what preparation For the Christian life is about.
所以呢，这有些施洗约翰说呢，就是洗礼并不是全部，洗礼呢就是要你们结出果子呢，与悔改相称。那么说呢，这个里面呢，就是说是洗礼，它只是给你那个做好了准备，做好准备以后呢，你要结果子，要悔改。
Well, the problem in all of these studies is that we get started and we've got to get stopped. And so I think we're going to stop this week. Right in the middle of verse 8. We'll talk about the latter part later, but we're just going to remind ourselves that John the Baptist took his responsibility seriously, and he lived in the deserts rather than in Jerusalem. We must take our responsibility seriously.
所以这个里面呢，我们的问题是呢，我们的时间也到了，时间到了，通常呢，我们要在讲到一半的时候中间停下来。那么这个星期呢，我们就要停到第八节，停到八节呢，我们所有的这一期都告诉我们呢，这就是使徒约翰，他呢，其实呢，就是他住在旷野里，他并没有住在耶路撒冷，他呢所做的一切呢，都是说是都结出果子来，所以我们呢不要住在那里，我们要去服侍主，要去多结果子。
All right, well, thank you to all this evening. Good to have you with us. We'll carry on next week, Lord willing. If you're able, we'll see you at 16th in the morning.
所以这个里面呢，感谢大家今天呢来到这里。如果主若许可，下个星期六呢，我们一起再接着再学习。如果你能够来，那么明天早上在第16届福音教堂见。
Let me give thanks now. Let's pray.
我们现在先来给我们的祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that you've given this book to us. We learn a lot as we go along, just one little story after another, but they all tell us the great truths of God.
最主要感谢您赐给我们这项的一些故事。当我们学习这些故事的时候呢，就是我们学到了很多东西。所以呢，我们在这里这些故事里学到了很多的神的真理。
Lord, help us live these truths, not just hear them, not just understand them. Help us live them, we pray.
最主要求您帮助我们把这些真理活出来，不仅仅只是说听到了这样的真理，理解的这样的真理，要帮助我们活出来。
And so we give thanks tonight, praying for your blessing. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以，我们现在呢，献上感恩，祈求您的赐福。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Thank you all. Lord bless you tonight.